Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Thursday, my favourite day of the week. It really is. I know I say that every single day, but Thursday, not only do we have Loopy with us, it's also a great night to go out in New York City. It's my favourite night to go out tonight. I'm seeing Eddie Redmayne in Cabaret. I know, I'm so, so excited about that. Hey, Loopy, are you there? What are you doing tonight?
Lippy Loop is here. You know, Rob, I think I'm going out for drinks tonight. I was at a concert last night. I saw DeVito at MSG. It was a great show. And so I've been just going out every night, you know, full speed ahead. So, yeah.
I love it. Yesterday morning, I was on Z100 with Elvis Duran. Thank you, Elvis, for having us on. He's such a good friend. Elvis loves gossip, but he likes Naughty But Nice. He's nice. He's not a mean guy. You've met Elvis many times. And so yesterday, our podcast numbers exploded thanks to Elvis plug-in. So, if you're a new listener, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. My name is Rob Shooter, and I'm one of America's most read, most respected entertainment reporters, gossip columnists. In fact, I think the National Enquirer said that I'm the most read gossip columnist in America. Look at that mark. Boop, boop, boom. So welcome to the party, everybody. For the next 20 minutes, we're going to have a lot of fun, lots of celebrity gossip in a naughty but nice way. We're not mean girls here on the Naughty But Nice Show. We're not mean guys either. Oh, last night I saw a concert too. I saw Barry Manilow at Radio City. He's the first of, I think, 5 sold out concerts. It was fabulous.
I love Barry.
I love him. I love him. I sat there with my glow stick singing Copacabana. I was like, this is fabulous. I snuck backstage. Well, actually, I was invited backstage. You can't sneak backstage, but I got to go backstage. And while I was waiting to go into his little inner sanctum, like his dressing room area, which is really off limits. Normally, celebrities backstage, they have a dressing room area, and then they have a meet and greet room, a room with flowers in and some wine, and that's where you do the meet and greets. But because my husband and Barry are such good friends, we get to go into like the real inner sanctum. So we shot in there, and it was fabulous. And then on the way out, Mark, I'm so naughty. I walked past his dressing room with all his fabulous jackets in, and I took a picture. I'm debating. I know it's just a rack of these fabulous, delicious, over the top, sparkly jackets. I wanted to try one on, but I didn't go that far. But I did take a picture. Maybe I'll post it later today. Okay, let's jump into our show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Lauren Sanchez, who you know as Jeff Bezos's partner, fiance, is under attack by this awful restaurant owner called Keith McNally. Now, Keith has said awful things about celebrities in the past. Sometimes they're true, sometimes they're a little bit more of an opinion. Remember when he revealed James Corden was very difficult in his restaurants? Well, now he's saying some ugly things, really ugly things about Lauren, calling her revolting and saying that he just doesn't get her, really trying to put her down as cheap. Well, she has seemingly responded. She doesn't mention his name, but now she knows. She's in the papers, she's on websites, she's a star because of this relationship. She wrote the following, quite cryptic, but I think it's really powerful. People will love you. People will hate you. And none of it will have anything to do with you. That's really important, isn't it? When people love you, you think it's because you're lovable. When people hate you, you think it's because you're horrible. Neither are true. It actually has very little to do with you and everything to do with them. She went on to conclude, and this is so important, particularly to this show. She said, quote, lead with kindness and cheer for those you love. Just honestly, wish everybody the best. Now, you could argue, if your boyfriend is worth billions of dollars, it's a lot easier to have an optimistic outlook on life. And there is some truth to that. A certain amount of money does make you a little bit more happy. But having all this money in the world often is a problem. I know a lot of rich people and they are not happy. Lauren is happy. I've judged her, Mark. I'm being really honest. I've judged her. I've seen pictures of her and Jeff, and I've had a few cruel thoughts. I haven't said them out loud, but I have. Now I'm going to stop doing that. Where are you on Lauren?
You know, Rob, I think any person who's in the public eye, I think people will say, well, you've asked for this. You've asked for the attention, and then with attention, there might be criticism. I think in this case, there's no obvious reason as to why he's saying these things. She didn't seem to do anything. There's nothing that he's pointing to with the specific example of why she is this way or why he feels this way. And so I think it's just mean and cruel. And, you know, I look at Keith and I think to myself, you own several very successful restaurants in New York City, very expensive restaurants that are revered. What is your problem? Like, you have a great life too. What is your issue?
Yeah, I understand the Bethany Frankels and the housewives attacking other celebrities, other people that are in the news because they like the attention. But I don't see how this helps Keith's restaurants. In fact, I think it's the opposite. I don't want to go there anymore. I don't want to be seen eating at his restaurants. I don't want to go anywhere where the owner says awful things about women's looks. Like, if you want to go after her because she's not giving enough money to charity, if you want to go after her because she said some very controversial comments about the Middle East, all of which she didn't, but if that's the reason you want to debate somebody, I get that, because it's about substance. When it's just about the way you look and calling someone revolting, it turns me off. And I'm so happy here that Lauren responded with kindness and love. It really is difficult to do. My instincts, if you come after me, after Bruce, I'm quite a fighter. I'm scrappy. I was not brought up with a lot of money. I'm much more scrappy than you, Mark. You had a lovely home on Long Island, very wealthy. Mr. Loopy, your dad, and Mrs. Loopy, your mummy, the dentist, very wealthy, very nice upbringing. Mine was a little bit more scrappy than you, so I'm a little bit more of a fighter, but I've learnt not to fight back for a few things. One, you never win, and when you get down in the dirt, you start smelling like a pig. I don't want to smell like these people. I don't.
No, and I think sometimes you have to leave ignorant comments to hang to dry, and then you kind of let that person feel, you know, how he's kind of dumb. He sounds like a jerk, and now people are coming to her defense. Jessica Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld's wife, was saying in a comment that she saw him remount her editor last week at a dinner, and so I think more and more people will now expose his bad behavior, and I think it will leave him, you know, not in a great place.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the one that's coming across badly here. But it's a lesson for all of us. When you trash somebody, particularly if you're trashing their physical appearance, you don't make me change my opinion of the person you're trashing. You make me change my opinion of you. Mm-hmm. You're the one that looks like a fool. So if you're not a kind person, I'm sort of okay with that. But I'm asking you to be kind because it's the smart thing to do. Not only is it the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do. Be kind, because if you're not kind, you look like the fool, not somebody else. Which brings us to a very naughty poll question of the day, but we will do it. We're the Naughty But Nice Show. Lauren Sanchez is firing back with grace after harsh criticism. Our question is, would she be dating Jeff Bezos if he wasn't rich? If he was not this Rich, do you still see these two as a couple? My insiders tell me yes. So people that know her, I've met her several times. She used to work for Extra. I love that show. Yeah. And so I've met her, well, in a working capacity. She's really very, very nice. And gosh, in person, she's absolutely stunning. But what do you think? Would she be with Jeff if he wasn't the richest man in the world? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Loopy, what are you working on?
Yeah, let's talk about someone who is no stranger to criticism, Tori Spelling.
Oh.
She says she has the lady parts of a 14-year-old girl after having 5 C-sections.
Oh, Tori.
Let me explain. So Tori Spelling is proudly sharing details about her body, revealing that despite having 5 C-sections, her lady parts have remained intact and healthy. The actress, who has 5 children with her estranged husband, Dee McDermott, mentioned that her OBGYN praised her reproductive health, liking it to that of a 14-year-old girl. Rob, is this too much information for us?
Oh, absolutely, 100% too much information. I don't want anybody talking about 12, 14-year-old girls. I don't think this is a conversation that really is very smart. If you said you had the lady parts of a 21-year-old, maybe I'd be like, ooh, but 14, it's so sexual, and it's also creepy. But this is what Tori does. Tori doesn't hold anything back, and she's had a very unusual upbringing. Her mom and dad, her dad was so wealthy, the soap operas, the dramas, the TV shows he created. I like Tori. She's wacky. She's really a wacky type of celebrity. But occasionally, those wacky celebrities make me cringe. And I think this was a cringy moment. And I don't want this visual. I don't want it, Mark. I don't want it. It is not nice. Tori, normally we love you here, but today, not so much. Okay, moving along. The executor of O.J. Simpson's estate is claiming that he was worth less than $1 million, boo-hoo, aren't most of us, when he passed away. But now he's changed his mind and saying that the Goldmans will get some of the money. So when O.J. died, it was believed he owed about $100 million in debt after the civil case against him to the Goldmans. They had received very, very little. Now they're trying to get that money. And his attorney is saying he doesn't have it. So initially the attorney was saying, I'm going to go out my way to make sure they don't get a penny. After the backlash, that has changed a little bit. But when he died, worth less than $1 million. So they're never going to see that $100 million. Just a sad, sad ending to a sad, sad story. No winners here, just lots of losers, Mark.
Yeah, and you know, this happens to be the 30th anniversary. This June is the 30th anniversary of the brutal killings. And you know, for the estate attorney to say that they won't get a penny, I just feel like that's so insensitive and horrible.
Yeah.
You know? Like, why would you
craziness.
Say that?
Yeah, awful. It just makes me so angry, so sad about it all. Just awful, awful, awful. Just awful. Okay, moving along, Mark. We have some Real Housewife news, some surprising news about somebody who turned down the gig. Tell me all.
Yeah, so Christina Applegate disclosed she turned down an opportunity to join the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills approximately 10 years ago.
Wow!
This is crazy. So reflecting on the missed opportunity, Applegate questioned whether she would have brought any excitement to the show, given her predisposition towards avoiding social gatherings and opting for comfort over glamour, which I love. Applegate admitted that she likely wouldn't have attended cast dinners or events, preferring to stay in sweatpants and lounge in bed. Rob, I know you've been approached for different reality shows. Do you think you would be a fun addition to The Housewives as a friend or anything?
No, I'd be awful. I'd just be awful at it. I like nonsense in other people's lives, not my own. But I think the message here and why I love Christina Applegate so much, another reason, is she knows who she is. Know who you are. I was once offered a fashion segment on a morning show to go on and be like a fashion guy. I know nothing about fashion, Mark. I wear jeans and a black T-shirt. Like, now I've upgraded my wardrobe a little bit, but I'm still not a fashion guy. It's not my thing. And a friend of mine, a really smart producer, told me, pass, stay in your lane. Because if you go on and you're terrible, you'll never be back on again. And if you go on and you're good, then suddenly you become the fashion guy and you don't like it. So don't do it. It's really good advice. Stay in your lane. Know who you are. You can only make good decisions when you know who you are. Maybe in four words or less, dare I say. So know who you are. And then I think life will turn out just marvellous. Fingers crossed. Good for you, turning it down. Oof, that show too. They would really have made her bring the drama that she just isn't comfortable with. You see it all the time. I know immediately when they hire new housewives who's going to make it and who isn't. And I hate to say it, the more decent they are, the less likely they are to become a star of the Real Housewives. The more awful they are, the more awful they are, the more chance they have, the more chance they have of being successful on this awful, awful franchise. Okay, quickly, before we go to break, Mark, I think we switched these stories. I hope you're okay doing this one. What's happening with William?
Prince William is preparing to resume his official royal duties after a period of absence following his wife Kate's announcement that she was undergoing treatment for cancer. So in upcoming engagements on Thursday, Prince William will visit locations in West London and Surrey to showcase and support the work of community and environmental impact organizations. And this effort aligns with William's ongoing commitment to various charitable causes and initiatives.
It's a smart thing.
Yeah.
It's time to get back to work. This does not mean he's betraying Kate. He's not, you know, going to work overseas for 6 months. He can go and do the work and come back home every night to be with Kate. And this is what millions of people deal with every day. We have sick parents. We have sick spouses. We might have sick children, sick dogs. You have to still figure out a way to make it all work. And so I think what William is doing here is really doing what the rest of us have to do. We're not as privileged as him. If William doesn't go to work, he doesn't have to worry about the paycheck. If you and me don't turn up for a month, Mark, we got to worry about paying our rent. And so there's a way of juggling it all. It might not be perfect, but I'm sure Kate is fine with this too. She's getting the best healthcare in the world, so we don't have to worry about that. And emotionally, he is there, but he is back now doing some royal engagements. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we too will be right back.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend Mark Lupo. Hey, Loopy, let's get to the polls. Last show we talked about Meghan Markle's ex-aide confirming that she did do an interview over alleged bullying within the palace. Our question was, did she do it? Did Meghan bully these staffers? There's 10 of them that have been interviewed. Or is this a witch hunt? What do you think? Ooh, let's... Ooh, oh, dear. 70% do think Meghan did it. Oof, however... Oof. I'm not sure, and you're not sure, why this is still going on. She's left the palace. She doesn't work there anymore. And so maybe the people that were not treated well, maybe they want a closure. I understand that. But when you've got a bad boss and they leave, isn't it time for you to move on?
It'd be nice if Meghan would extend the olive branch and maybe send them something from her new influencer line.
Send some jam.
Send some jam, but it's time to move on. The story is really, it's years and years old at this point. We've all moved on, I think.
Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page, Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow. And now, it's time for our nicest of the day.
Mm. Oh, the nicest of the day. It's Hoda Kotb, and she's calling out Caitlin Clark's disturbing WNBA salary, calling it absolutely ridiculous, which I agree with. So Hoda Kotb highlighted the stark difference in compensation, noting that Caitlin Clark, who was selected as the number one overall draft pick by the Indiana Fever, signed a four-year contract worth $338,000. But in contrast, Kotb mentioned that Victor Wembanyama, the top pick in the 2023 NBA draft, secured a staggering $55 million deal. Hoda characterized the situation as ridiculous and disturbing, given Clark's prominence as a rising star in women's basketball.
Good for you, Hoda. Good for you. It is ridiculous, isn't it? When I saw her contract and I saw the number, $300,000 is a lot of money. I was like, wow. But I didn't realize that you have to put it into perspective, into context of other people that do the same thing. And the only thing that is different between what she does and he does is the fact that they are different genders. And so it is outrageous. I thought we'd got past this. I'm so naive about this. I've got to fight harder to make sure everybody gets equal pay, because I honestly thought, a white privileged man, that this was fixed. This problem was solved. It's not. Hoda, you're the nicest of the day for making us realise this in a awfully nice way, in a Hoda way. Okay, let's do our naughties of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. It's Bryant Gumbel. So Katie Couric is saying Bryant had a very sexist attitude when she went on maternity leave. If you remember, both of them were once co-hosts of the Today Show. And now Kate is revealing that when she went on maternity leave, he was incredibly sexist. She doesn't go into the details, but we can imagine what they are. And naughty, naughty, naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Do what you said you're going to do before the day is over. So if you have a plan today to go to the gym, go and meet some friends, do it. You owe yourself to keep your promises. You really do. The promises you make to yourself each day, you have to do. And you need to be able to count on yourself. And you will only be able to do that if you fulfill those promises. What are you going to do today? Think about it and then make sure it happens. I'm going to go for a long walk today, maybe an hour and a half, and I'm going to find time on my busy schedule, it's busy today, to make this happen. I'm going to make that a priority. It's a promise I've made to myself, and I can count on me, and I want you to be able to count on you too. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Nice.
Take care, everybody. Pet, pet.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts,
the medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.